You may have noticed that the White House created a website to allow citizens to create and sign petitions for government action. The administration responds to petitions that meet the signature threshold, currently 25,000 within 30 days. Petitions that do not meet the signature threshold are removed from the website. A group has submitted a petition for the government to announce and implement NASARA. Any comment on that movement, Ion?
They've missed the boat. If they approve NASARA now, they don't have the money checks to pay it. They're screwed.
The NASARA option ended in 2001. Would you
when they had that money to pay it.
In 2000. Then Clinton, only Clinton, Bill Clinton himself, stopped that action himself.
Himself. It had to do with $87 trillion in debt, which is what you enjoy now. And that was just, what do you say, in time, 11 years ago?
And the 911 was a reaction to that coming debt. What do you call those mortgage things that flew out the...
Bonds.
The bonds that get destroyed.
Yeah, out of Morgan Stanley's floor in one of the towers. Who wanted that destroyed?
China wanted it destroyed.
That was a desire after Bill stopped NASARA or didn't complete it. See, that's the effect.
Good. Okay, so everybody signed the petition, so... Good. They say, okay, we'll sign it, but then they ain't got no money. So,
well, couldn't we sign it and retrieve it like an action from the future being placed in the past to change our now?
If you were going to do that, you wouldn't need a petition to get it instigated, would you?
I mean, if you could do stuff like that, you wouldn't need money.
You'd just do it. You wouldn't have to have a damn petition
to
be ensued.
Hi, this is Ed Long at Information Farm. The previous cash flow program was recorded on October 19th. The day after the program, on October 20th, National Public Radio released a secret government document from the Clinton administration that appears to be a response as to why President Clinton chose not to pay back the NASARA debt. Here's Bob and Ion on October 26th.
Maybe the Clinton crew has been listening to Ion and is responding in their way to the question of why Bill Clinton did not repay the debt owed to the Chinese in the year 2000. On October 20th, the day after Ion discussed NASARA, so last Thursday, on cash flow, National Public Radio released a podcast that stated that a secret government report had been obtained through the Freedom of Information Act, or a request from them. The report is labeled Preliminary and Close Hold, Official Use Only. That's the title of the report, or it's stamped with that category. It was intended to be included in the official, quote, economic report of the president, unquote, the final one of the Clinton administration. It was deemed too politically sensitive by its authors and was never published. The report is called Life After Debt. It outlines what once looked like a potential crisis, the possibility that the U.S. government might pay off its entire debt. You get that, James? That would be a crisis. This report was by people who knew that St. Germain was going to get paid in 2000. They had no idea that Clinton was not going to do it. Maybe Clinton told them to get worried about it. So this is something Clinton placed in his past to justify why he canceled, because having the debt paid off would be a total crisis. The article continues, the prospect of a debt-free U.S. was seen as a real possibility with the potential to upset the global financial system. The report was written in the year 2000 when the U.S. was running a budget surplus, taking in more than it was spending every year. Economists were projecting that the entire national debt could be paid off by 2012. The U.S. borrows money by selling bonds. So the end of debt would mean the end of treasury bonds in the world. Diane Lim Rogers, an economist in the Clinton administration, is quoted. She says, it was a huge issue for not just the U.S. economy, but the global economy. The article continues, the U.S. has been issuing bonds for so long, and their bonds are seen as so safe that much of the world has come to depend on them. The U.S. Treasury bond is a pillar of the global economy. Investors looking for an asset free of credit risk could no longer count on an abundant supply of U.S. Treasury securities. Banks buy hundreds of billions of dollars worth because there's a safe place to park money. Mortgage rates and other interest rates are tied to the interest rate on U.S. Treasury bonds. The Federal Reserve buys and sells treasury bonds all the time in an effort to keep the economy on track. So, here's the question. If treasury bonds disappeared, would the world unravel? Or would it adjust somehow? And there's a couple other little questions I have.
Well, it unraveled anyway.
So then Ed writes, what do you do with the money that comes out of people's paychecks for Social Security? Currently, a lot of that money gets invested in treasury bonds. If there are no treasury bonds, what do you invest it in? Continued surpluses after the public debt has been paid off would require the federal government to acquire assets, either directly or through the Social Security Trust Fund. This raises issues about what kinds of assets might be acquired and the best way to manage this task. This relates directly to Jodel's call last week. Go back to the second hour and hear Renee/Jodel talk about the benefits of a reading. But Ion, so they're saying we got to have debt. Could you give us some lightning on this, Ion?
It's interesting, but it's too clever by half. The problem with this article, however stately, is that it is a document from the government that acknowledges without debt there is no money.
Now, that's a problem. What's your point?
So they said, okay, we can't do that. We must make more debt so we can make more money, so there's more money so that we can have. So we'll make bigger government.
So they tied money and wealth and selling their bonds to their debt.
Are you saying that's the secret, the fact that it was all based on debt back in 2000?
If they had paid it off and your country became rich with money, okay, no deficit, taking in more than you were spending. You had a surplus in the coffers. That surplus would have then easily obfuscated a great portion of government because you wouldn't have had to have all these agencies. You got a lot of people on the payday just keeping up with what they owe. Well, if you don't owe, that doesn't bode for a fat and sassy watchdog effect. But now, it goes deeper. It goes deeper. And the point that goes deeper is the point that if there is no debt, then there is no money. They're saying it's going to negatively affect the world economy. Well, so they've made a lot of money, and now it has indeed affected the world economy. It's the same thing the 99 are saying in their occupied position of, we demand the right to print our own money. If you think about that, that's the most funny thing ever said, ever, 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 and it just fell on dead air.
Well, no, we're getting to it. I got some stuff to respond. I'm trying to get back to
it. Oh, my God.
The government said, hey, we read a report about the effect of this surplus. We'll be out of a job. So they didn't even want to reveal.
And they are going to be out of a job anyway. See, the outcome, the is and the aren't are what you're talking about here. They were dealing with the future then, back then, that affects this now. And they knew it then.
So they suppressed the report, and now they're releasing the report because it doesn't matter because they got wiped out anyways.
Right. It's too wet to plow anyhow. So you can now say, yep, I should have plowed it up then, but I was being lazy, and the sun was shining, and I figured the sun would shine again. And indeed, it did not. And I looked into the heavens, and the sun was as black as ash cloth.
They're telling us that we could have paid off the debt, but they're not telling us that the debt was to China. That's the secret part.
The debt, period. See, it's the bigger picture. If they paid it off and said, here, we don't owe you anything else, now all of a sudden, you actually could have been a superpower. That excess monies that you have, you could then put them in a sector where the world could be better, where you could drive researches that might have allowed things to take place. You could have been the helper to the world. And then the only reason they do that is so they can build the pipeline. Oh, by the way, they got the pipeline worked out. That's why the troops is coming home. Everybody.
So China, do they lose their control of the United States if the debt was paid off? So they wouldn't really want the debt paid off? No, they don't.
They don't care. It doesn't matter. They'd find something else. No problem. So what you're saying is that China's problem is they bought our debt and they own you, okay? And so now China's in trouble because they own something that may not pay its bills. That's what the essence of what your letter's saying. But is China tore up about it? Not so much.
And are we talking about the Chinese masters or the Chinese government when we say the Chinese are not tore up about it?
We never speak of the People's Republic of China.
The Chinese people ignore the government as much as possible.
Yeah, they do anyway, yeah.
And Obama has made government a very employable institution. That's where all the jobs were.
No, the jobs are at Apple.
The rumor was that in the 2009-10, if you're an American citizen, you were doing well if you were in government. You got new money and you had a job. You didn't suffer as the private sector did. So Clinton represents the government. Democrats represent the government bureaucracy. It's what Dr. Beter called the state socialists versus the corporate socialists. Both are socialists, and the corporate socialist was the private sector. So the state socialists said, we can't pay off the debt to save themselves. Also, what was the other reason? It would screw up the rest of the global economy. So Clinton could justify that he saved the world economy based on those terms of U.S. Treasury bonds.
Well, yeah, that'd be like saying that Nixon saved the administration because of Watergate.
He sacrificed himself. So Clinton sacrificed himself. Forever damned for not paying off the salary, but he saved the apparatus of government.
For a minute.
So this report comes out now. Was it leaked, Ion? Like this report, they performed?
No, leaked. Yeah, it was leaked. It was printed. Are you joking? It was accidentally on purpose.
The releasing of it on October 20th was accidentally on purpose.
Well, of course.
It's interesting that Clinton's, they know what we did on the 19th, so they released it the next day. That was a planned release because they knew what we were going to do.
Yep.
They knew what we'd been doing.
Yeah, that's a fact. Very good. Ben Graves, so give a shout-out to Ed and his great work over at informationfarm.blogspot.com.